This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Roseau's first creamery was a long frame structure built at a point on the Roseau River known as Pelcher's Crossing, just east of what is now the fairgrounds. Articles of incorporation were adopted March 4, 1905, undersigned by the first board, which consisted of Olaf Efshin, president, Sven Oy, vice president, A. Wog, secretary, Eric Schuberg, treasurer, and John Rosine, Carl Funseth, and John Efshin. The first buttermaker was August Holmberg. By the early 20s, the increase in dairying in the area made the original plant inadequate. A proposal from S.T. Holdall of a gift of land on Highway 11 as a site was accepted, and a brick creamery was erected there in 1923. In 1926, some articles appeared in the Roseau Times region describing their search for water to use in the buttermaking process. The shortage of water was a serious handicap in producing high-grade butter. The article of June 25, 1926 said this: O.A. Espy pulled out his well-drilling outfit from the Roseau Creamery grounds yesterday without being able to strike a source of water ample for the needs of the local creamery. Two holes were sunk, one on the south side and the other on the east side of the creamery. Both attempts ended when the drill struck a strata of granite rock. Samples were sent into the university for analysis, and the report received was that the granite bed was deep and that a good water supply underneath was not probable. A limited supply of water can be pumped from the well on the south side, but is considerably short of the quantity needed for washing the butter. Fresh water has been hauled from nearby wells to supplement the well supply. River water is being used for all other purposes. The creamery can use large quantities of good artesian well water, but butter must be given good washing to come up to grade, and Land O'Lakes grade should have two washings, said William A. Lindahl, buttermaker at the Roseau Creamery. The water supply is becoming a matter of great importance, and how to get an ample supply is the big question. In the September 10th edition of the 1926 Times Region, another article appeared with a temporary solution. Buttermaker W. A. Lindahl is pointing with pride to a new addition to the machinery at the creamery that is doing away with one of the big handicaps to good butter production at the local butter factory, roily water from the creamery well. Until a week ago, all the clean water used in washing the butter had to be either hauled in a tank from a distance or pumped from the well at the creamery. After pumping for a time, the water in the well would turn roily, that is, the quicksand would mix with the water and be pumped into the vat. The remedy was found by using an air pump forcing air into a 3/4-inch pipe, which in turn fits into a 1.5-inch pipe, leading to the bottom of the well. The air is pumped by a machine rigged up by Gus Nyquist, owner of the Roseau Machine Works. He utilized a discarded 6-cylinder Saxon auto engine, fitted it with air valves, and attached it to the drive shaft of the creamery engine. In place of being a motor, it now is driven and furnishes the pressure for forcing the water from the well into a tank in the attic of the creamery. Mr. Lindahl anticipates that the water trouble will be solved when the new reservoir can be put to use together with the new air pump. He states that the new equipment was installed at a cost of $50 and that the creamery will save that in a short time by eliminating the cost of the frequent cleanings made necessary under the old way of pumping the water. The water supply from the village will be used as formerly for the rough work, he stated. Another improvement to the water supply system was described a few weeks later in the October 1st issue of the Roseau Times Region in 1926. Alex Johnson and Ole Osterlund completed their job last week at the creamery of building the big concrete cistern as reservoir for artesian well water supply, and also repaired the short piece of foundation which had been partly undermined while the excavation of the cistern was going on. The creamery will now have ample supply of good water for the washing of butter, when the village supply is used for rough purposes. Those stories were from 95 years ago. I'm always impressed by how resourceful those early settlers were. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.